This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Do you ever have a habit or a way of thinking that seems so peculiar to yourself that you can't imagine that other people feel the same way? Over the years, so often, I've discovered that while I'd assumed that some aspect of my personality was highly idiosyncratic, when I wrote about it, I learned that many people felt the same way. For instance, there's so much discussion in popular culture about the challenges of being an overbuyer, that I thought I was the only person in the world who had the challenges of being an underbuyer. But when I started writing and talking about this distinction, I found out that many people are underbuyers like me. Or I thought I was the only person who had to be an abstainer and just couldn't be a moderator when it came to tempting treats. But then I found out, well, a lot of people are abstainers. Recently, I was talking to my sister Elizabeth about a strange phenomenon I'd observed in myself. It was so irrational that I assumed that no one else would ever react the same way. With me, sometimes I'm so eager for a result or so impatient for something to come to fruition that I can't bear to start. So I just delay and delay, which is obviously an unreasonable response. The very first time I noticed this glitch in my thinking was back in high school. Back then, to get photographs developed, we had to drop off the film to be processed somewhere, then wait a few days to get the printed photographs back. I'd gone on a trip to France with some friends, and I so badly wanted those photographs that I kept delaying making the trip to the drugstore to drop off the film for processing. I just couldn't bear to wait the few days that it would take for me to get them back after I dropped them off, so I didn't drop them off. Which makes no sense. For some reason, this came up in conversation with Elizabeth, and to my surprise, she nodded in recognition. Oh, I've done that, she told me. Like when? I asked, incredulous. She said, sometimes I'll hate the thought of sending a piece of clothing to the dry cleaner because then I can't wear that item until I get it back. But I can't wear it anyway because it's dirty. So it just sits in my closet unworn for much longer than if I just took it to the dry cleaner right away. Another friend told me that she had a similar feeling about changing her eating habits. She said, I have terrible eating habits and I really want to lose weight. I want so badly to lose 20 pounds that I keep putting off the day when I'll start eating differently. Because I know that once I start, it's going to take a long time to lose that weight. So I never start day number one because I don't want to have to wait that long. Sometimes we're so eager to reach the end that we can't bear to start. This is obviously irrational, but apparently I'm not the only person who has felt this way. If you want to read about my discoveries about abstainers and moderators and underbuyers and overbuyers, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.